be like, click here to end.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
skeleton. I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
There's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
Here's what I was thinking about. I heard this, I can't remember what podcast I was listening to, but I heard about like this woman who was going to Mars. Who got like picked to go to Mars to live in Mars, like live on Mars for like the rest of her life. So I don't know if it was real or not. I can't remember.
Right.
But it got me thinking like she was talking about like how many people she'd need like on the space state, like on the space station that's on Mars, like how many people she would need just to be like sane and everything.
Right.
And I was thinking to myself, like, well, what about living on like a space station, like out in space? You know what I mean? Like a really fancy one, like a big one, like a huge one.
Well,
that has its own living quarters and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Well, doesn't
like you have your own apartment.
Does the International Space Station have its own living quarters and stuff?
Yeah, it's true. But I'm talking about like bigger, like so much so that like it has its own like rotational and like gravitational pull. Like it has gravity. It's like so big that it's like making, you know, it's spinning around so that it has
so it's making so it doesn't necessarily have its own gravitational pull. Like it's so big like a planet, but it's creating its own gravity by like spinning around.
Right. And you have like you'd have like laboratories, but you'd also have like common areas, and you'd have like your own apartment. You know what I mean? Like
right.
It would
I saw a picture once of like what in the 1950s, what they were thinking the future would be like with these things. And it was like these huge space stations that just were like towns. And it would be like the town would be on the outer side of the, you know, the ring, and then the inner ring would be all the sky, but it would be looking basically at another town above you, but not through the glass.
Right. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Right. See, and that's the thing, like that's the space station I envision.
Yeah, but the problem with space stations is they always end up in a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
There's no kind of. It always does. Any movie with a space station in it, it's either this. It's either there's only one person on the space station and they're super lonely, or there's a bunch of people on the space station and they like fight each other and the space station blows up. Like
that's every single movie. That's because there needs to be drama to watch a movie or read a book.
Right.
Like there needs to be that drama. But I'm saying like on a regular, like here's my question to you. Would you, if you had the opportunity, let's say you were unmarried, you didn't have any kids, and you were like 25 years old, and they said, we've got this space station. It's going up to space. You can go on it. You'll be a pioneer. We need somebody to do this to
I mean,
advance.
The answer is no. I don't care.
You wouldn't want to be on a space station.
You don't have
to
say anything else. The answer is no. I'm not going into space in a space station. No.
See, I would like to do that. I've always thought about that.
But what would you do up there? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what would you do at a space station? There's nothing to do.
There's all sorts of research and stuff.
Research.
Yeah. Like, you have to, like, there's all sorts of stuff you'd be doing. And plus, like, you're trying to create this environment because Earth is being destroyed. That's the whole point of a space station, is to try to see if we can get off of Earth.
I don't know if this is the whole point, but I agree with you. Like, but here's the thing. You have to make your space station so big to put a large amount of people in there.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And I don't know how you're going to make it. How are you going to make it that big?
You'd have to have 100 people, I think.
100 people?
At least 100 people.
But where'd you come up with that? I want less people. I don't want a lot of people.
No, less people. If you get, see, you don't want it. you don't want it too small, because otherwise it'll just be like super boring. It's the same people you see all the time. It's 20 right. people. It's the same 20 people you see all the time. It's insane.
But if you like those people, fine.
Yeah, but chances are you're not going to like those people. If you have 100 people, then there can be different groups. And maybe there's one group that they just like to play chess. And so there's a chess group. There's another group. They're all like actors. They put on acting.
You know what's going to happen?
They put on theater for everybody.
This is what's going to happen. It's going to be turned into like a high school. And you're going to have cliques. And you're going to have like those cliques aren't high school kid now. Now they're like adults. And they'll turn. There's going to be some crazy person. No, and they're going to lead a mutiny against everybody. That's what happens. That's what human nature.
It's
divide
not like a high school.
And
it's more like a college. It's more like a college. You've got all these academic, higher learning types that are all going for a single purpose: the advancement of society, the advancement of the human civilization. And they're working on different types of things. Super intelligent people, and so it's going to be filled with like culture and stuff.
It won't work.
It's like a utopia up there, man.
Oh my God, utopia. There's a show on TV right now called Utopia. It's a mess.
Yeah, but they bring in all sorts of crazy people. It's like, are you crazy? Good, you can go to this on this show, Utopia. I haven't seen the show.
Yeah, but you're putting somebody into space. First of all, everybody's going to go crazy.
No,
it's just what happens in space. You go
crazy.
No,
you don't go crazy.
And then you have 100 people in groups, all insane, fighting each other. That's what's going to happen.
No.
It's going to be Lord of the Flies up in there.
You're saying that anytime you get 100 people together, somebody goes insane?
Somebody has a good possibility of going insane.
There are other
people there who are willing to listen to the insane person.
No, because I'm telling you, this is a group of all like-minded, highly educated people.
You can't do that, though. You can't. Who's going to fix the space station?
Right. You have to have a super smart person be able to fix a space station.
You have to have the handy guy, like the guy that's up there
I understand what you're saying. Anybody who's handy is not intelligent. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
So you're saying all auto mechanics
is,
and stuff
if somebody's specializing in doing plant research, they might not necessarily know how to fix the space station. You don't have to be super smart to fix the space station, but you have to know that engineering quality of fixing it. And so there's different people all of a sudden.
Right,
up
so
there.
You have 10. You have a department of engineers. You have 10 engineers.
Yeah, and those engineers are going to think they're better than everybody else.
What?
Because they're the ones who are being able to fix this thing. We're going to be if something happens, we're the ones. You need us the most. We don't need plant guy over there. You need the engineer. So they're going to think that they're hot stuff, and they're going to be strutting around.
I don't understand why you think they should be hot stuff.
They think they're going to be hot stuff.
They're the ones that are. I mean, look, you've got.
Do you know how to fix a space station?
I don't know. I personally don't know how to fix a space station.
Then, if you're in a space station and something goes wrong, who are you going to ask to fix it?
The mechanical
engineers. Those guys. So those guys know how to save you. That's meaning they're going to be able to be the ones who are going to be strutting around thinking we are better than everybody else.
No, why does there have to be people that are better than somebody else?
Because human nature, you want to be better than everybody else.
I think you're wrong.
No.
I think in a space station, everybody is equally, you know, there's going to have to be a captain, I guess. I don't know what you call him. The captain?
You could call him a captain.
I know, but I mean, I don't know if that's what you call it. In a space station. I guess it's a ship, maybe. Is it the same thing? Do you have a governor? You call it the governor?
I don't know. I'm telling you, who's going to police the police this place? Is there going to be police?
No, I mean, like everybody governs themselves. I mean, you have the ability to have like there's going to be a couple people that are going to be like representing everybody. Like, so the engineers will have a person that represents the engineer department, the scientific department. There's going to be somebody. I mean, there's going to be
a council.
Somebody needs to like cook and stuff.
You're going
to
have a council.
You have a council. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to work.
I think it would be kind of awesome. I think it'd be like a utopia up there.
You'd die in like seconds.
What,
like,
me?
Maybe. But I mean, you have something that you have like. Here's the thing, you're in space.
Yeah.
How are you going to protect it from like space trash like destroying you.
Oh, you got like gravity. You see gravity, and now you're an expert in that.
I'm not saying gravity. I'm saying what happens when like a bolt from a loose thing that exploded. It's got kinetic energy. I don't know. Where's Baron? We need to ask him.
Yeah,
but
no,
some kind of thing is forcing it through space, right? It's a vacuum, so it's propelling hundred thousands of miles.
Yeah,
it's gonna hit your.
That's why you have to.
Space station.
Have force shields.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. There's so much technology involved to put up a space station.
The International Space Station has been up there for quite a few years, years and years, and it hasn't been destroyed.
Not yet.
It's orbiting at the same orbit as everything else.
Yeah, but you got a better chance of surviving an attack from a bolt on Earth than you do in a space station.
Man, I don't think so.
What if like, you have an alien battle somewhere, galaxies away, right?
Yeah.
There's a powerful explosion, blows the ship apart, and all those pieces are flying towards our galaxy. As soon as you make your space station, that's when they come millions of miles per hour and destroy your space station.
You've
got
the shields.
What I'm saying. If you have shield technology, why don't you just save Earth with shields? Why do you have to build an entire space station? This is what I'm talking about.
Because you're destroying Earth, man. Earth is being destroyed.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about.
We've already passed the point of where, the environment is going to – it's not going to recover. We're now living with what it is.
So now, here's a great idea, says humankind. We destroyed the Earth. Why don't we build a small container – and put everybody who was dumb enough to destroy the Earth inside it.
Okay, that's
and
all right.
See how long we last.
Okay, you've got a point. But what I'm saying is, you've got the space station. It's used to explore. There's who knows what research and stuff that we can develop up there. It's a place for our. Maybe you have lots of different space stations, and you can go from one space station to the other. It's like different towns.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about.
That still makes me nervous.
So you're absolutely there's no way you would get on a space station.
No, I'd like being on the Earth. The Earth, I know that I can breathe. Look, anywhere I go on the Earth, I can pretty much breathe. Yeah, maybe it's polluted air, but my lungs are being filled with oxygen. Okay?
Yeah.
If I go up on a space station, I can only breathe in designated locations. If something happens to a location and I can't breathe anymore, then what happens?
I mean, there's a certain amount of risk. I agree. But we're talking about a situation where, the biggest issue right now on Earth is population.
Right.
And so.
Is it?
Yes, it's population. Population is the reason for all problems. Too much people. There are too many people out there.
Is the problem too many people? Or is it not using our resources in a good way for the amount of people that we have?
No, we only have a finite number of things.
There's still a lot of ground on the Earth.
Oh, okay, so let's just use it all up. So what happens when we use up all the ground? We get rid of our entire ecosystem? Like we've evolved to be able to use the ecosystem around us. Look at all this stuff with bacteria is a great example. We've tried to get rid of all our bacteria. The bacteria we found now is super important. There's more bacteria than cells in our bodies. I mean, and we've been spending so much time trying to get rid of all bacteria and germs and all this other stuff, where now we find out that's important to us.
Yeah. Did we do that in space? Did we find that out in space? No.
What are you talking about?
We can do research here on planet Earth, is what I'm saying.
We're destroying it. There's not enough room, man. There's not enough room. There's not enough people. I mean, there's too many people.
Fine. You know what? That's great. Send everybody up into space. That's fine with me. I'll stay here. Everybody else leave. Fine. I'll leave 100 people on Earth. I'll be perfectly satisfied with 100 people.
Yeah, you won't be able to drink any water. You won't be able to breathe any air.
No, because everybody is gone, and the Earth, Mother Earth, will heal itself with no people on it.
But see, that's what you're just saying is exactly my point. Mother Earth doesn't get a chance to heal herself. Because there's too many people, and all we do is just take and destroy. Too many people on this Earth. That is the biggest problem.
Okay, let's go with that assumption.
So what I'm suggesting is if we are able to get people, since it seems like it's impossible to tell people that they can't have kids, right, and stop reproducing.
Right.
It's not something that we can do.
No.
So instead, let's just find new places for those individuals. And to do that, we have to learn how to be able to live in space and travel and explore to other worlds.
Yeah, this sounds like a combination. What sci-fi movie is this? This is like, first of all, it's like Logan's Run, where like at age, I don't know, what is it, like 21 or 25 or something?
I think you it was like 30 die. Or something. 25, it might be right. It may be 25. It was like 25 or 30.
So then you're too old and you just die.
Right.
Or there was another one, what is like Soylent Green, where like, I never saw Soylent Green. This is probably
you
another
never saw
one.
Soylent Green?
I only saw the ending. There's probably Soylent like another one where it's like, you know, oh, if you're this age, if, you know, everybody's going to the new place and they send them off and it's really just like some kind of like, I don't know, where everybody gets killed.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being able to move to different and explore. I mean, that's what we did. That's what humans have been exploring their world for ever since the beginning of time here.
Right.
I mean, it's always about moving and exploring and crossing oceans, you know, and, you know, traveling from one spot to another. That's all this is doing. We're just moving to new planets.
That's true.
That's all it is. We're just following out our human nature on a grander scale.
Yeah.
And that relieves a lot of Earth. Like, so let's say it's you. You will want to be the lamos who want to stay on Earth. That's fine. I'm going to be going out. A bunch of us are going to be going out and exploring, finding new worlds. You're going to be on Earth, but it will at least relieve Mother Earth right as it is right now.
I don't think we'll be able to get that technology before the Earth is just destroyed.
We have the technology already.
We don't have the technology.
There are people living in space right now.
Yes, there are people living in space right now. But we don't have the technology to explore space. We don't have the technology to defend ourselves from, you know, space garbage if it hits our spaceship. We don't have the technology. We don't have the ability to build huge space centers.
I think that's what we should be concentrating on.
That's I don't know. I would rather concentrate on fixing the Earth before we just
deal.
Give it up.
You can't. It's a you done gave, deal.
You've given up
done.
Is what you're saying. You've given up.
I've given up on Earth.
Game
I'm
over.
I'm looking for new worlds. We can't. It's too late, man. It's too late. There's
you're
the
saying it's too is, late.
We've already crossed the population. There's too much population. It's too late. We're already at a point where it's we can't go back.
You're at a tipping point. What you're saying is the tipping point. We're past the tipping point.
That's exactly right. There's already too many people on Earth.
Essentially, we're doomed, is what you're saying.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's
I'm saying we need to now explore how to get off this sinking ship that is Earth.
Wow. And you think you can do this with building a ship that's more easily sinkable? That's what I'm saying.
It's not more easily sinkable.
You're saying, okay, fine. This ship that we're on, Spaceship Earth, is going down.
Yeah.
So put everybody on a little dinghy and see how far we last. That's your suggestion. I'm going down with the ship. That's what I'm doing.
Maybe we move people to Mars first. We have a base on Mars, and then we build the stations from the
grid. How far are we away from doing that?
People on Mars?
Yes.
I mean, you can put a person on Mars. Give me a person. I'll put them on Mars. I mean, yeah. I can do that. That's very possible.
That's possible.
That's doable.
It's not
that's
doable.
Doable.
How long does it take to get to Mars?
I mean, a pretty long time.
Yeah. So you got to have a long time to get to Mars. And then what do you do once you're in Mars?
Well, you start building.
You start building on Mars. Like, that's a piece of cake.
It's not a piece of cake, but it's something that's doable. You know what isn't a piece of cake? Reversing all the damage we've already done to Earth.
Yeah, but we can slow it and we can.
See, here's the problem.
It.
Here's the difference between you and me. You're content to say, oh, well, everything's screwed. I guess we'll just have to live with it. I'm trying to find solutions, man.
Yeah,
I'm
but
trying
you're,
to say,
you're,
this is you know what? We're going down with the sink. Let's not just sit here with our arms folded and resign to our ultimate doom. I'm saying let's work hard to move forward and see if we can get somewhere else. Let's get off this ship that's sinking.
I'm bailing. I'm bailing out the water.
I mean, that's you're doing the same thing. It's not working. It's not working. We've been bailing water for years. It's now past the point. It's just not gonna. It's not gonna be enough. There's too much water.
There's too much. You're not gonna be able to get in your. This is the thing, though. It may be too much water, but you're not gonna be able to get into your lifeboat in time before it goes down.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
It's not gonna happen.
You know what? I'll tell you what. If we're ever hiking in the mountains and we get into a snowstorm, I'm cutting you loose.
No,
you're
gonna sit down. That's a totally different thing. How dare you? Because it's a totally different thing. It's a totally different thing.
You're just gonna sit down and resign yourself to failure.
No, that's a different thing, because that's something where you can see, you can look and say, yes, I can get from point A to point B, and point B is better. In this case, point A to point B is not better.
It's better than destruction. I'm talking about survival of the entire human race. This isn't just about you.
You know what you're talking about? You're talking about trying to prolong a little bit longer the human race. And maybe it doesn't need to be prolonged. Maybe is up. Maybe we're the next dinosaurs.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy. That's the cycle of life, man.
Man, it's crazy for you. For me, it's no big deal. I mean, right now I only have a dog and a cat. Heidi and I don't have any kids. I'm not worried. Like once we're gone, hey, no big deal. You've got a child.
No, that's I will say that. You think about things a little differently.
See? And so you're now thinking about going, you should be focusing on getting your kid on the spaceship so that she can explore new worlds and have a better life than you right now, who are sucking all this bad air, who've killed all the good bacteria, who've polluted all the waters. You need to get her on that spaceship ASAP.
Well, now you have a point.
See? Man, it's not just you. When it's just you, yeah, it's easy to go down with the ship.
Maybe it's too late for me, but maybe she can get on the ship.
That's right.
She can, you know, have her. Yeah, but the thing is, we're still not thinking about generations ahead, right? Even on a spaceship. Because on a spaceship, are you going to maintain? How can you maintain that spaceship for like 100 years?
I mean, you just make sure that the population control is.
Yeah, but how do you do that on a space station with 100 people?
I mean, but that's the thing. I mean, people aren't going to be having a million kids. You've got 100 people.
Yeah.
Right? There's going to be some people that are going to be past the kid-bearing age. There are going to be some people that are too young, right? Because you want to have a good amount of people. And so you just have kids, man.
But that has to be regulated. Once you're on a space station, things have to be your freedom is taken away from you. It is. You can't do certain things on a space station because you're putting everyone else in jeopardy, because you are not. Yes, the planet Earth has limited resources. A space station totally has limited resources. You are going to have to say who can have kids, who cannot, how many they can have, how long you can live. That's all has to be decided.
I mean, the kid thing, you will have to decide like how many kids. But you won't need many. It's not like I need kids to like work in the fields.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
how long do you live on a space station?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe live longer.
Yes. So now you got a problem. Those are resources that are being used by people who are not being able to contribute as much. At least a little baby can't contribute, but they will be able to contribute. Once you get over a certain age, you're still around because whatever environmental things, you know, are allow you to live longer, are they allowing you to live longer, but maybe your body doesn't live that longer. So now you're decaying, you're getting old, you're still around, we still got to feed you, you're still taking up air, you're still taking up resources. What's happening?
Logan's run, man.
Logan's run.
You're right.
That's what happens.
Oh, man.
You can do whatever you want for the first 25 years of your life. Have fun. Do whatever you want. Don't have to work. Whatever. But as soon as you hit 25, boom.
I mean, look, it can be longer than, I mean, it can be greater than 25. I mean, 25 is pretty young.
Pretty young for somebody on planet Earth, for a space station, maybe not.
Maybe, yeah, you're still like a child on a space station. You probably live longer.
Yeah, which means you got to cut it off sooner.
No, you can let it go longer.
Don't
you
let
be
them
like 100 because you're still you're still strong and stuff. You can still do things.
Yeah, but then once you start turning that point of like, okay, I can't do things anymore. As physical, now I need to like start contributing in different ways. And then you start thinking about, hey, is this really right? What's the morality of this? See, once you get going, you know, as a young kid, whatever, this is the way it is. I'll just do it. I'm having a lot of fun. Who cares? I'm not thinking about it. Once you turn a point of like, now you're starting to think about the future, you can't have them around anymore.
Man, I didn't
that's where
think about
utopia
that.
Ends.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Man. See, that's what you got to think about these things. If you're on a long space, well, that's the other thing. If you're on a long space journey,
well, I don't know. I haven't determined whether or not this thing moves or not. Like, is it just orbiting Earth? See, then you can ship people. Maybe like, so you go to the space station, and then once you're like ready to just like, you know. You're at the point where you're not useful anymore. They ship you back down to Earth. And then on Earth.
That's interesting.
Then on Earth, you can be like, you know, get taken care of. You can spend the rest of your days at Earth.
Right. Which is actually, you just go there to die because Earth is barren wasteland.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's interesting.
I mean, it just depends on what, I don't know. I guess it depends on how bad Earth is.
I think you're going to have to move the space station because if Earth becomes a barren wasteland and the poles melt and things like that,
yeah.
If the poles melt, isn't it going to spit, like, doesn't the magnetic poles switch? I heard that they're going to switch.
They do that, like, it just does that.
But doesn't that send things off of orbit? What happens to anything orbiting the Earth if all of a sudden the Earth gets a little wonky?
I would just assume that it would go into the same orbit. It's orbiting Earth, so if Earth's like, I don't think it changes direction.
I don't know anything about it, pole switching.
I don't know either. Maybe all the only thing it does is your compass is backwards.
Yeah, I think you got to think of a spaceship that's not reliant on gravitational pull of any sort.
So you're just, you're talking about more like the Enterprise or something.
Yeah.
Those people are perfectly happy.
Are
they? Look at Star Trek. They seem happy.
I mean, yeah, but they can get anything they want. That's the thing. They have a holodeck and you know, whatever that thing is whatever they want.
We're almost at the point where we can make food. You know what I mean?
They've also come up in a society where there's no TV.
Yeah,
they don't have, like, they don't fight anymore. Like, they've been brought up in a society like that. If you send astronauts into a space station now, they've been brought up in a society where we fight each other and have
they're not
going to
fight each other in the space station.
They are, let's face it.
Why would they? It's all a common goal. There's an international space station right now. People don't get into fights.
Yeah, because they're not up there for a long time. This show Utopia, the first day they had two people secede from the rest of the group.
Oh my God, that's because they were like, we don't want crazy people.
Yeah, but this is going to be crazy. I'm guarantee you take 100 people, even if they're smart people, you put them up on a ship, there's going to be cliques that form, and
that's
somebody's
fine.
Going to be crazy.
That's what you
somebody's
want.
Going to be crazy.
I don't think anybody will go crazy. I mean, just because every single book that I've ever read about space stations and TV show and movie about space stations, there's a crazy person.
Yes.
It doesn't mean there's going to be a crazy person. I will say this. There are chances that a crazy person could happen.
Yeah.
But
I take my chances with a crazy person on Earth. There's a lot of them. There's a heck of a lot of crazy people on Earth. there's a lot of stuff that's going on. But in a space station, everything's magnified.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what's happening here on Earth. Because it's getting so many people. It used to be that you could just like spread out. You could get away. You can't get away anymore. There's people all the time.
Oh, that's okay. So this is a brilliant solution. Let's put them in a tin can floating in space. Now let's see what happens.
But are they going to be able to get
away?
People.
You can't get away.
You can. You can have your own space. That's what I'm talking about.
You can't.
The space station's big enough. You can have your own space.
You have a limited amount of space. Space station is big enough. You can't build that big of a space station. Plus, if you build a big space station, people are going to be like, we can put more people on there.
No, why would you put more people?
People are always like, we can fit more people.
You just build another space station.
It would take so long to build the space station that you're thinking about. We don't have the technology. And if we did have the technology, let's use it to save our planet. That's all I'm saying.
I'd be on the spaceship.
Fine. You can take Romani.
Romani and I'll go.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the space station for today. All right. That's the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.